And it's 33 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the Westfield Armory in Westfield, New Jersey, for the Newark Star-Ledger Travel Show. Peter Greenberg here, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, that's okay. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, your phone number, your message, or your problem, so we can solve it right here on the air. A housekeeping note, my new book comes out in about 3 weeks, and it's called, I love this title, I have to say it, Don't Go There. It's my detective essential guide to the must-miss places of the world. Let me translate that for you. It's my guide to all the places in the world that suck. There's a guidebook you didn't need you think you have or didn't think you needed to have until now. You know that book, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die? We know what this book is? 1,000 Places to Die Before You See. It's divided by corruption, pollution, crime, highways of death, places that literally stink. That's right, they smell. Things you need to know, because in these tough economic times, you got to make important financial choices, because we know we all are going to travel. The question is, how well are we going to travel? And in fact, if you go to our website, petergreenberg.com, you can enter to get a chance to win the new book, which I will personally autograph for you. So just go to the website, and we'll be glad to do that as well. You know, it's not just nonfiction. I do nonfiction, but if you really want to know about a place, you can also read a guidebook. You can also read some great fiction, because fiction paints the picture of the place itself. The characters may not be real, but the locations are very real. And my next guest knows a lot about one of those locations, in fact, the old Florida. And her name is Deborah Sharp, and she's the author of a new book called Mama Does Time. Hey, Deborah.
Hello, Peter.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to be here.
And I should say, in the interest of full disclosure, Deborah just happens to be married to one of my colleagues at NBC, Carrie Sanders, who covers everything for NBC and his travels actually more than I do. But Deborah, the thing is, this is a Florida mystery, but Florida itself has always been a mystery, isn't it?
Florida is a mystery, Peter, but this is a part of Florida that we don't see in too many mystery books. I mean, everyone knows, you know, sexy South Beach and Orlando, but this is a part of Florida that is all rodeo and ranches and sweet tea and barbecue. It's inner Florida, inside Florida.
Are you talking about cowboy Florida?
I am talking about cowboy Florida, and I'm amazed but very happily surprised that you know that we have a cowboy Florida. We had cowboys before the West was even born, so yes, I am talking about cowboy Florida.
Now, this is not cowboy Florida where I go to Gator World outside of Orlando and wrestle an alligator now, is it?
No, this is actual bronc-busting, rodeo-riding, cattle ranching Florida. We're actually one of the most important states for cattle ranching east of the Mississippi.
And nobody knew that.
Well, people don't know it because, honestly, I think that our beaches and our theme parks have much better PR agents than the inner part of Florida does.
Who represents the cattle? Who represents those animals?
That's right. We need some good PR people for cattle.
Now, here's the deal. You do have alligators, though, in cowboy Florida.
Oh, yeah. And snakes.
Uh-oh.
And poisonous plants. But, you know, you got to get past the bad things. I hope you don't put me on that list of where places you never want to see before you die.
Well, listen, I don't mind going to old Florida as long as I don't die because of an alligator, right?
That's true. You just have to know to, stay out of the water at feeding time.
But, you know, it's interesting because in your book, there's a bad boy cowboy, and he leaves the rodeo to buy a cattle ranch near a place I can't even pronounce. Can you pronounce it?
It's actually funny because that's a running joke in the book that the new detective who comes up from Miami can't pronounce any of the places in this part of Florida, and the ranching town that the bad boy cowboy moves to is called Wachula.
Like, watch out.
Yeah. Yeah, the book is called Mama Does Time, and it really does focus on this part of Florida that not too many folks know about. But, you know, for the travelers out there, there are ways to get to that part of Florida. You just have to kind of get the old-fashioned road map and head out and, just bypass the interstates and take a look at what's inside the middle of the state.
And I think, Deborah, anytime you can bypass an interstate, I'm all for it.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a great book called The Blue Highways, written by William Least Heat Moon. I still recommend it. It's still being sold. And they were called Blue Highways because they were not the interstates on the roadmaps, and that's how he saw America. He would not go on an interstate, and you can't do an interstate to go to the places that you're talking about in this book.
No, you can kind of halfway get there, but then you have to get off on some of those blue roads, yeah. And I think it's just a wonderful discovery to do things like that. I mean, you can go to the rodeo, you can go to a livestock auction, you can visit a working cattle ranch. These are all things that people can do and know a little bit more about the hidden Florida.
And, you know, if you want to see Florida a completely different way, I recommend this book because it ain't South Beach, It's not Orlando. It's not a theme park. But, you know, it reminds me a little bit, if you'll excuse this, Deborah, but of a movie I saw years ago called The Big Easy, because it was a part of New Orleans and Louisiana you never saw unless you kind of got off the main highway.
Do you know that is one of my absolute favorite movies ever? I love that movie, and I'm honored to be, that reminds you of Mama Does Time. But it is. It is that same kind of thing where this is real Florida. This is authentic Florida.
No Chads, right? No hanging Chads?
No hanging Chads in this part of Florida. No, I think they're actually still voting with pencil and paper there. No,
or there's a guy named Chad and he's hanging from a tree.
He may be. Or he may be hanging from the Bronx saddle, you know. You never know. Chad is a pretty good cowboy name, come to think of it.
Well, I'm sure you'll use that in the next book. But this book is called Mama Does Time, the author Deborah Sharp, and it's published by Midnight Inc. Deborah, say hi to Carrie, and once again, congratulations on the book and giving us a glimpse of a part of Florida that we otherwise probably would never even know, especially when you recognize it's Cowboy Town.